My dad loves rules. It's probably why he's a lawyer. And the world's oldest hall monitor.
Whoa!
On a street, Mel yanks a guy back from a passing truck.
The walk sign is there for a reason, pal.
A woman passes a rental car line.
Dad has no tolerance for people who ignore the rules. People like the line cutter.
Hi, sorry, I just have a quick question. Hey, how can I get my car?
In a car.
The able disabled.
She hangs a tag.
And the worst offender?
She pulls to a curb.
The unannounced visitor.
Joyce opens the door for her.
My Aunt Maddie was all those people.
Maybe I should be vegan.
Oh, I'm not vegan anymore. Now I only eat meat.
Ooh, I'm doing that.
Why? You look great. You just lost 186 pounds.
Mm. Oh, wait, it's still here.
Hi, Maddie. May I take your bag?
Oh, good.
Mel takes her bag and tosses it out the front door. Family photos capture Mel kissing a newborn Henry, Katie in a birthday hat, Joyce at the beach with the kids, and more. Growing Up Fisher, created by DJ Nash. Video description by Caption Max.
Okay, so wait. You're Pearl Jam's unofficial tour photographer?
Damn right. So remember that next time someone tells you that selling grilled cheese sandwiches in concert parking lots won't get you anywhere.
It won't. It will not. Never do that.
Aw, Melanie. I tell you to let your hair down, but your hair already let you down.
Henry, why don't you go out and get Aunt Maddie's bag from the bushes?
Henry heads outside.
So, Madeline, why are you here?
I am here to support my sister. The second I found out she was going through a separation, I knew I had to be here.
I told you 4 months ago.
Oh, yeah, but I didn't want to be here for the depressing, like, wee, wee, wee part. No, I'm here for the, we're both single, let's go show our boobs in public part.
She's speaking metaphorically.
I'm not. Bring it in, K-Town.
They hug.
Oh, look at you. Oh, my God, you're so cute.
Thank you.
No, I'm not talking about what's going on here, what I saw in my head. I know your next look.
Well, can we get it done before yearbook pictures next week?
We kind of have to. Yearbooks are forever.
Hey, Dad, Allison's here to pick you up.
Thanks, bud.
Who's Allison?
It's none of your concern.
Oh, Melatonin has a girlfriend.
Not a girlfriend. Just had a couple of dates, and she's here to pick me up. Anyway, as always, delightful to see you, Maddie, and good luck with whatever harebrained scheme you stumble across next.
Oh, I'm going to make my own soap.
Perfect.
Outside.
Hey, Mel. Just a sec.
Right, I gotta check out this poor, sad creature that's risen from, what, spinning class, apparently. Wow, Mel, I gotta hand it to you. You went from a hot blonde taking care of you to a hot brunette taking care of you.
Yep, except she doesn't take care of me, I take care of myself.
I picked up Elvis from the groomer for you.
Oh, I thought we were going there together.
Oh, I just thought it'd be easier. Then I'd have to get him out of the car and you into the car, and it just would have been a whole thing.
Maddie, Allison, Maddie.
Hi.
Hi, I'm her sister. And I'm also the only woman here who's never been attracted to him.
I actually started out not attracted to him at all. And then he grew on me. And then it went away.
I see the oversharing runs in the family.
Oh, so does chronic. No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay, Mel, there are 3 steps down.
I know. I built these steps.
Oh, wow. Sorry. That's impressive.
Yeah, I didn't actually build them. But thanks for the vote of confidence.
Aunt Maddie had unintentionally touched a nerve in Dad. As crazy as he was about Allison, he just wanted to be the guy she was dating, not the blind guy she was dating. There were people who Dad let take care of him.
Ow.
An inner circle, if you will.
I think we got him all.
Nose hairs.
Thanks, bud.
And what an honor it was.
Okay. We're gonna just leave this in overnight and really give the color time to lift, you know? Oh, it's gonna look so good in the pictures.
I've wanted ombre highlights since forever, but my mom's all, oh, you're perfect the way you are. You're a natural beauty. Ugh, she's so annoying.
And she's so wrong. You need a lot of help.
Thank you.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Mom, I'm getting a new look. Just let this happen.
Hey, we're going out. Go get changed.
I did change. This is my change.
Oh.
Yeah, I change again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maddie nods.
What do I wear? Something sexy with a hint of slutty, but comes off fast in a pinch.
Okay, just give me 7 minutes. Gotta shave above my knees.
Every time my dad and Allison go out, Jenny and I stay in. We're getting so close. She tells me everything.
Just be careful not to fall into the friend zone. Because once you're there, you're stuck there.
Like that special gym class.
Hey, I got out.
Henry sets down his controller and opens the door for Allison and Jenny.
Hello.
Hey, Danny.
Oh, and hello, Allison.
Hello.
Hi.
You look lovely this evening.
Oh, thanks. But how did you...
Runyan hit every syllable of your name. Shall we go?
Yeah.
So, Jenny, want to go up to the roof, maybe gaze at some stars? Nah, let's just play video games.
Runyan leans to Henry.
Just like we do, friendo.
Henry eyes Jenny and frowns. Mel and Allison at a restaurant.
So, how about it? You come to my studio and I'll give you a free yoga class. That'll be fun.
Thank you. But I have never really reached a cathartic, meditative state in a room full of barefoot people.
For Dad, letting someone new into his inner circle wasn't easy.
Forgot to ask for Parmesan cheese.
You know what? There's some on the table behind you. I'll go get it for you.
No, sit. Enjoy your meal. I can get my own Parmesan cheese.
And Aunt Maddie's comment about Allison taking care of him made it even harder for Dad to let her in. And harder for this couple to enjoy their dinner.
The couple stares as Mel feels around their table and grabs a shaker.
Mel, that's crushed red pepper.
Even better.
Allison raises a brow as Mel takes a bite and winces.
So much better.
At a club, Maddie and Joyce at a table.
See? Isn't this place better than where you wanted to go?
Oh, hey, don't knock Don Fiestas. There's nothing better than their ultimate nachos. Oh, except for their hardcore nachos, which is really just ultimate nachos, but with more beef.
Oh, my God, stop talking about nachos. And for God's sake, lose the ring. You're divorced. Why are you still wearing it?
I don't know. Mel still wears his. I don't know. It's just... It's not like it means anything anymore.
No, it means that no guys are gonna want to come over and hit on you and the cuter, easier woman sitting across from you. That ring sends a signal to the universe that you still have one of your giant feet stuck in your old life, okay? You're sending the universe mixed messages.
I think the universe gets what I'm doing. I'm in the same size feet.
Excuse me, would you like to buy this beautiful lady a drink?
I'd love to.
You would, even though she's wearing this?
Oh, sorry, not cool with that, but I'd be happy to buy you.
We're done here.
She gently pushes the guy away.
See? Give me the ring.
No, what?
Yeah.
No,
give it to me.
No,
yeah,
no,
give me the
no,
ring.
This is not your
give
territory.
It to me.
Stop
give
it.
It. To me. Why would you
Why?
Just give
don't
it to me?
It. What do you care?
Give it to me.
Stop it. Ow!
Why don't you care?
Yeah. Take it out!
Stop pulling out! Let go of my ear!
Let go of my ear!
Let go of my ear!
They straighten as they see onlookers staring.
It's like mutually assured destruction, but with garlic. See, we both eat it, and then nobody has to be paranoid about kissing.
Oh, come on.
It's just a theory.
No, I got a ticket.
That parking ticket was Dad's ticket to prove he didn't need to be taken care of.
This is ridiculous. My tire is not in the red.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to be down at the courthouse tomorrow. Give it to me. I'll find a judge. I'll knock it out.
No, it's $40. I'll just pay it.
No, no one is paying anything. I will take care of it.
Morning, Katie with two-toned hair.
Oh, my God. Mom, look at my hair.
I'm sure it's not as bad as you think. Oh, my. Oh, boy.
Maddie ruined my hair. How could you let her do this to me?
Me?
Yeah, now I have to shave my head. Oh, my God, I'm going to look like Dad. I'm going to kill her.
Look, Aunt Maddie means well, all right? Sometimes she gets carried away. And where is my ring? I'm going to kill her.
Oh, my God, it's so busy. You know, Mel, will you just let me pay the ticket?
No, I will take care of it. You know what? They never see a real lawyer down here. It'll make their day. We'll be out of here in a minute or so.
Can I help you?
Yes. Hi, I'm Mel Fisher, Esquire. My lady friend here received a parking ticket in error, and I'd love to take care of that. If I could just see Judge Pressmit for a minute before his day starts, and hopefully before mine starts as well. I have 10 a.m. opening statements upstairs in one of the big boy courtrooms.
Actually, I'm Judge Pressmit. So do me a favor. Let's pretend that we're in my little boy courtroom and call me Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean
to. You're gonna need to run your license, ma'am.
Okay.
She hands it over, then turns to Mel.
When he says, run my license, he's not gonna check Colorado, is he?
Henry and Jenny.
Bless you. Are you getting sick? Just a stuffy nose.
By the way, I picked out the perfect movie for us to watch.
I had an idea, too.
The Notebook.
You're so funny. I love you.
She steps into the elevator.
Don't be a dream. Don't be a dream. Don't be a dream.
Release this car immediately.
No can do. Somebody left Denver with a bunch of unpaid tickets.
Oh, Mel, the cab's here. Now, come on, I've got to go to my yoga class.
You don't need a cab. Release the vehicle!
Now he's taking the car.
Nope, he is not taking anything.
We should have just paid the damn ticket. Why are you being like this?
Well, I'm being helpful. Sir, this is your lap. Whoa.
Mel gets in the car.
I got this.
Seriously?
You picked the wrong guy to play chicken with.
The car starts away.
You need cab fare?
Madeline Louise, call me back, damn it. And don't even think about saying I just sounded like Mom.
Joyce and Katie storm outside.
What did you do with my hair?
Whose car is that?
It's yours. I sold your ring to buy it.
Ooh.
To Katie.
We might need to tweak that a little bit.
Inside, Katie shakes her hair.
Look at it. Look what you did to my hair.
I really thought that you could leave the dye in overnight. Oh, no. That's the leave-in conditioner.
All right. The hair we can fix.
Hopefully.
But you sold my ring and pawned it to buy a car.
I tore off a Band-Aid and I bought a car with it. Okay, I feel like I should be hearing words like thank you and let me take you to brunch.
Joyce's jaw drops and she walks away. Katie glowers.
You said I'd look like Beyonce.
Henry and Runyan in the apartment hall.
She said I love you.
No, she said you're so funny I love you. That's what you say to me all the time.
I don't say that.
Well, you should. I'm really funny and very lovable.
All I know is she said, I love you. We're in the boyfriend-girlfriend zone.
Well, then I guess my grandma's my girlfriend, too, because I tell her I love her all the time.
Hey, what's this?
A container outside Mel's door.
Chicken soup for your cold. Can't have you sick for the notebook. Feel better. XO Jenny.
Dude, she cooked for you. She got some chicken, some water. I don't know how to make soup, but she does. She did. For you. On.
Henry nods.
Wow, sorry, ma'am, but our return policy is no habla inglés.
Well, see, this is the universe's way of telling you to keep the car and start your new life.
You know what? I'm with your sister on this one. You gotta keep that ride. You look good in it.
Yeah.
Of course, you'd look good in anything.
Yeah.
Or nothing.
Okay.
This is why I need my ring back, so I don't have to deal with losers like Dean hitting on me. No offense, Dean, but also offense.
None taken, can I get your number?
Okay, forget about Dean, because no one's going out with Dean. But what about the decent guys? Okay, if you don't take your ring off, then no one's ever going to take your bra off, and that would be a shame, because those girls didn't show up until junior year, and now they want to run free.
Oh, amen.
Dean!
He walks away.
Look, just because you're ready for me to take off my ring doesn't mean that I am. I'm not like you, Maddie. I have responsibilities.
You have excuses. And I'm just helping you get to a better place.
Maybe right now my life would be in a better place if you weren't in it.
Joyce drives Mel with Elvis on his lap.
So Elvis took his first ride in a tow truck and in Mom's new, but very used, convertible.
You know, when you buy an engagement ring, you're usually not thinking about resale value, but sitting in this thing, I feel like I should have sprung for the extra carrot.
You were totally right about Maddie.
I was?
For 17 years, I defended her, I covered for her. But you knew it right away from the first time you met her when she asked what disease to fake to get out of jury duty. She is just as bad as you said. She's worse, and I am done with her.
Well, I mean, she's your sister.
You done.
Dad realized he wasn't the only one with an inner circle. And as hard as it was to let someone in, it was even harder when someone fell out.
The rearview mirror falls off. Later, Mel and Maddie enter a seedy pawn shop.
Look, I'm telling you, this guy is not gonna just give me back the ring.
Right. He'll give it back to me.
Can I help you?
Yes.
Dad could have been rid of Aunt Maddie forever, but he knew Mom needed her sister in her life, which meant she was gonna be in his.
Hi, you got a ring in yesterday. I'm gonna need that back.
The ring will cost you $3,000.
I don't think you understood me. I'm not paying anything for it. You're in possession of stolen merchandise.
Interesting. $3,500.
It's stolen. I happen to be with the person who stole it.
It's good to see you again.
Don't know this person. $4,000.
Possession of stolen merchandise is a felony. I probably should have led with, I'm a lawyer. I could file charges.
$4,300. I probably should have led with, you can't see this, but I'm surrounded by guns.
Yes, that's true.
A yoga studio.
I just don't understand why you're so upset. I mean, no one was using the parking space, and I have a placard.
Once again, the handicapped placards are for handicapped people, not someone who occasionally drives a handicapped person. Would you please just wait outside for a minute so I can give Allison this receipt, and we can get her car back, and then we can fix yet another thing that you screwed up? And I am not handicapped.
Oh, you're handicapped, Mel. And I'm not even talking about the blind thing.
Maddie,
Would you please do me a big, big favor? Just...
He palms her face and pushes her away. Then he steps into a full yoga class as students lie silently on their mats.
Does anybody work here? I'm looking for Allison.
Mel.
Are you busy?
Oh, yes. Just everybody stay in child's pose, please. Just honor where your body is.
What is going on with you? And please, do not tell me that you're here to take care of my yoga studio.
No, I'm here to say I'm sorry. I've been such a jackass. But I want to explain why, and then I want to give you something that hopefully will make up for all this.
Okay.
The truth is, you are kind of the first person that I've let get this close, this quickly, in a long time. It's a big step for me, and I'm struggling with it. But it's also the first of many steps that I hope we take together. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is...
As he pulls a receipt from his pocket, the ring box falls out. He kneels to retrieve it.
Oh my God, are you proposing to me?
Mel's jaw drops and Allison's yoga students clap.
No, not proposing.
Okay, thank God, because that would be way too...
Yeah, way too soon and crazy. Yeah, don't want to marry you. That's the last thing in the world I would want.
Okay, a point made.
You're missing out. She's very bendy.
Guys, go take an early Shavasana, please.
What I came to do was to give you this, the receipt, so you can get your car back. The ring is for Joyce.
Well, giving an engagement ring to your ex-wife is not actually making me feel better.
Oh, yeah, no, it's nothing like that. It's just she had lost it and she was upset, so I took care of it.
Like you took care of my parking ticket?
Yeah, you know what, the last couple of days you have really not seen my best work. Thing is, I didn't want you to take care of me because I'm blind. I just wanted you to care for me because, you know, I like you.
I like you too. And thank you for taking care of my parking ticket.
Told you I'd take care of it. You know what? Elvis is unfamiliar with this place. Would you mind showing me to the door?
Mel holds out his hand. Allison smiles.
Of course.
Thank you.
And with that walk to the door, Allison stepped into Dad's inner circle.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh my God, Mom!
Katie runs downstairs, her hair now gray.
Oh, look how mature your hair looks.
Mom, help me.
The people in your inner circle help you. Not just by taking care of you.
It's okay, sweetie, I'm right here. Oh, it's like dry hay, but we can fix it. Mama can fix it.
But also by letting you take care of them.
How could she do this to me? I look older than you.
Don't ruin this.
Okay, tell me if you'd kiss this. Banaka, gum, and two breath mints.
Hit me.
Pen.
What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
It was his idea.
What happened to your hair?
Maddie.
She brings him a bowl.
Here, Mom said you were still sick, so I made you some chicken soup. Feel better?
Katie heads off.
She cooked for me. That's not good.
It's worse than the friend zone, dude. You're in the sibling zone.
On the bright side, you have two hot sisters. Eat your soup.
Maddie and Mel step into the entryway. Mel hands her the ring.
Okay, now that we are in the house and you cannot pawn it again, here, give this to Joyce and say you're sorry. That is all. Resist the urge to say anything else that comes into your brain.
Maddie finds Joyce in the kitchen.
Hey. Hello.
Maddie opens the ring box.
Here, this is for you. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, you got my ring back. Oh, you are good. You're not terrible. I was right.
Oh. Hey, and I just want to say one more thing.
No, you don't. Stop talking now.
Mel's here?
Yeah, well, he kind of helped me get your ring back.
Mel?
Maddie heads off as Mel steps into the kitchen.
Hi.
You didn't have to do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Still fits. Oh, I haven't had it on all day, and now it kind of feels...
kind of weird?
Joyce gives him a small nod.
Like
Maybe we
shouldn't be wearing them anymore?
Mel shrugs.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because he was blind or because she was having a midlife, teenage, awkward phase. But even divorced, Mom and Dad would always be in each other's inner circle.
They exchange the rings. Maddie bursts in and hugs them.
See? This is what I was going for. You're welcome.
She squeezes between them to grab an apple.
Sorry, I'm so hungry.
She walks out.
Impressive restraint.
Thank you. I've made peace with it.
Mel holds up Maddie's handicap tag.
And I stole this.
At her door, Henry gives Jenny back her container.
I knew Jenny was in my inner circle. Not the way I wanted her to be, but she was close, and I'd take it.
So, which sister would you rather I hit on?
Henry rolls his eyes. Runyan grins and follows him into Mel's.